Welcome back. Chamber of Commerce. we're seeing today with the stock market, there may be some uncertain times coming up.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got to be there to support our local businesses.
That's so wonderful. It's great too. It's, you don't, we don't want you to just join. We want you to be successful. We want you to, I mean, it's the bread and butter of your community.
Yeah.
Your local businesses. So
exactly.
That's so great.
Yeah. Yeah. This past Friday, we had our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast. We do the first Friday of every month out at Scenic Hills Country Club. You know, usually about 130 folks are at that.
That's great.
You know, again, it's just another great opportunity to network and connect with local businesses. So the next one will be during that week of the ship commissioning. It'll be that Friday. But, you know, again, get online and register because that fills up quickly.
Right.
You know, even now people have already registered for September. So it's exciting. There's just a lot of energy in our community right now and in the business community. And it's, you know, it's really exciting to be a part of.
It's energizing.
Yes.
That's so great. What is the format? I get to I keep saying this. Everyone's like, stop. I get to plead ignorance for 2 years. That's my excuse.
Yeah.
But I'd love being part of any chamber wherever I go. But not all chambers are as great as others. I think the chamber here is just wonderful. But what is the so when you go to a chamber breakfast, what is the breakdown of it? Does somebody come in and speak about their business or do other? How does it all work?
Yeah, great question. So it's a program. It's a seated. We have a buffet breakfast, and then you know, it's a seated event. So you know you'll be at a table with other folks. So it's a great way to connect with people you might not know, and you know we have a sponsor who will do a presentation as a part of the program. It could you know be a business talking about you know what they do or we had a great presentation a few months ago from Emanuel Shepherd and Condon about the changes in the Department of Labor overtime rules. And it was great information because people didn't know
right.
that these changes were happening. And it really, you know, provided them with some resources that they needed. So we have that. If you're a new member of the chamber, you get to come up and give sort of your elevator pitch about your business, you know, your who, what, where, when, and why. So that's another great opportunity. And we have a small business of the month that we recognize. Florida's SBDC sponsors that. And Award Masters was our August Small Business of the Month. They're incredible chamber supporters and you know great members of our community. And then we do a nonprofit spotlight.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So
nonprofits have my heart.
Yeah, yeah. And we have so many great nonprofits in our community. It just gives them another opportunity to get out in front of some business leaders and tell their story and how people can support them.
So great. So empowering.
Yeah.
So much information. It's not just breakfast, folks.
Right, right.
Networking, information. I think just talking about the laws, labor laws and that changing, it's sometimes, you know, hard to, sometimes you can find the information, but to decipher and sift through it all is not easy. So to have someone who's an expert explaining what the changes are and allowing people to, you know more than just what they're reading, that's so great.
Yeah, and we really want it to be a informative, you know, robust program each month. So people are learning something new that'll be helpful to them and their business.
That's great. It's well worth it is what it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, and, you know, just to let people know, even if you're not a member of the chamber, you can sign up for our e-blasts. So we have a Friday member news e-blast. We have a one that goes earlier in the week that comes from me called From the President's Desk. And so if you want to sign up for our email blast, you can keep up with our events and what's going on at the chamber. You can just email news@PensacolaChamber.com and just say, I want to be added to the email list, and we'll do that. Like I said, you don't have to be a chamber member for that.
That's great. There's even, you know, a section that you can click on and you can fill out a form and just ask you, like, what are your areas of interest? And it put all your information in there. It's basically, yeah, and they will get back to you, which is really, really great, especially if you're a new business or a new business person to the area. This is great.
Yeah, we try to make the website very robust. So, there, you know, we have information on there, but also please contact us if you're interested in becoming a member. Will Licata is our membership guru, and she loves bringing in new members. She loves talking to prospective new members. So, you know, get in touch with Willa. You can call 475-4999 at the chamber, and she'll be happy to either talk to you on the phone or set up a time to meet with you. Yeah, I mean, we've been growing. It's been exciting to see, and, you know, we just want to keep the positive momentum going.
This is a great website. My eyes are looking the opposite way of Todd. He's like, why is she not looking at me? But as he's talking, I'm following what he's saying and clicking on some of these, you know, chamber, about us, board of directors, events, member. I mean, there's so much you can, there's job postings, it's a relocation packet. I mean, this is great. Hot deals.
Right. Yeah. You can, if you're a chamber member, you can put your hot deals on there. You can post jobs on our job page.
I see Crumble Cookie. I might be pausing right here.
Yeah. Yeah. That usually stops people in their tracks.
That is so great. Wow. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I would definitely check out PensacolaChamber.com. I try to pronounce, I always call Pensacola. And then I say Chamba. Right. But the chamber website is so informative. If you walk away, you know, without your questions answered, then that's going to be a you problem, because this is pretty great.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, but if you do have questions, please let us know. We're here to help.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is so wonderful. Great. We have about 30 seconds left. I've been asking everybody, have you been watching the Olympics?
Yeah, really spent some time this weekend, and USA is doing great. It's fun to watch, and I still have another week to go.
That's awesome. I spoke with City of Pensacola last week, and they have the Senior Olympics coming up.
Oh,
here,
okay.
So
cool.
That's another fun event,
right?
To be part of.
Yeah, yeah. Always something going on.
Yeah, that's one of the things I absolutely love about this area is there's always something happening, always something going on.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're bored, that, like you said, that's a you problem.
I know. How can you be
so
bored in this area?
Right.
I'm looking forward to all the festival event things coming up here. I can't grow old because I'm going to be too busy having fun, right?
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Thank you so much, Todd, for coming in. Love hearing from the chamber. We love that the chamber is so robust.
Yeah. Thank you.